Last Sunday morning, about 5 o'clock, I woke up from a dream, and I knew it was the Lord. I just woke up with just repenting and crying out to the Lord. My daughter, 21-year-old daughter, is getting married this summer. And anyway, in this dream, we was getting ready for the wedding. It was the wedding day. We was at the church preparing, and I remembered something that I'd forgotten. So I told him I needed to run back to the place we were staying to get something. And so they said, remember, it starts at 6. You got to get back here on time. You know, you got to walk Brittany down the aisle. I said, oh, yeah, I got lots of time. I'll be back. So I ran back to the place we were staying and just taking my time. Didn't feel any urgency to hurry or anything. And all of a sudden, they're texting me, remember, it starts at 6. You got to get back here on time. And I'm like, yeah, I got lots of time. You know, I'm not too worried about it. So I go to get in my car, and I look at my, look to see what time it was. And I thought, oh, I do need to hurry. I better hurry up and get over there. And so when I go to leave, I made a wrong turn. And I thought, oh, no big deal. You know, I can get back there, get back this way. It'll come out somewhere, and I'll know where I'm at. Well, I got lost, and when I got back, I found out they held the wedding up for 15 minutes waiting on me, and then they went ahead and started, and by the time I'd got there, it was over. When I walked in the door, I saw the, you know, the disappointment in my daughter's face, and I just knew I would never, ever be able to make this up to her, that, you know, I could just feel the, you know, how disappointed I was in myself for not feeling the urgency of the hour and being intentional. So I just woke up just crying out to the Lord. You know, I just felt that heaviness that, oh, how could I ever let my daughter down like that? You know, that's something that was a one-time deal. I'll never be able to go back and make it right. And then I started thinking about the marriage of the Lamb and how the bride makes herself ready. And when I shared the dream with Josh, he said, oh, you know, that's a parable of the 10 virgins. You know, and then, you know, I read the parable of the 10 virgins, and it said the door was shut, you know, and it, you know, and the Lord is just, he is so fighting for us to get there on time and to be part of this wedding, you know, and he's shown me for the last couple of weeks, he has just set things up where, you know, if I'll just make a small effort, he is going beyond doing all the rest, you know, to make sure that I'm preparing. He's giving dreams. He's doing all kinds of things. You know, all I have to do is just show up on time. And, you know, in my heart, you know, the Lord just gave me that dream knowing that if I would be that disappointed on the day of my daughter's wedding, what would it be like on his wedding day to not be there on time? So,
thank you. Dave and I both, you know, want to give away the pulpit. I'm saying you share. He's saying, no, I think you're supposed to. I'm saying, no, I think you're supposed to. No. And so I lost. And I believe that he's going to share also, but I'm just going to take a few minutes, and then we're going to go into a prayer time and a rapid fire time before the Lord, praying and asking. And I just want to draw your attention again to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and how there's such a need for us that if his people will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, he says that he will hear and that he'll bring healing to the land. This January will be the 12th year that we started the house of prayer. 12 is the number of government and God. And so this is our 12th year of crying out before him. And every prayer that's been prayed in the house of prayer over these years, those that have come and gone, they all matter. And our prayer has been that God would do something mightily in this region, that God would awaken the body of Christ, that we would walk in the fullness of our destiny. And I have to say that this morning, the reason that I'm still here in Michiana is because God has made had an assignment since I was in my mother's womb to be in this particular geographical area for something that God was going to do. And it has not been easy, and there have been times that you want to give up, and times you get weary, and times you don't understand. But God has always been faithful to get your attention because of his love, and he will never, ever, ever stop pursuing you or me. And he wants the body of Christ in this region to understand that. He doesn't want just one church, one ministry to all of a sudden break in and break through. He wants the entire body of Christ of Michiana, because that is his bride. And he wants his bride to be ready. And that's why you even heard the dream from Jeremy, because God was preparing us. We've been praying for dreams and visions to increase. And so we need to call ourselves into what God has for us in our destiny. We do not need to shrink back any longer. We need to get on board with the things that the Lord is saying to us. We need to open our mouths. We need to get out of our comfort zone and pursue God wholeheartedly and do exactly what he's called us to do. Now, some of you may say we've been doing that, and you probably have. But there's something different about this year. This is a year that things are going to be turned around. This is a turnaround year for God in Michiana and throughout the earth. I believe that wholeheartedly. And I know that I have a responsibility for myself and my family and this ministry to pursue God with everything. And if I cannot do that, I need to step away from it until I'm ready to say yes. Yes. And so all of us, I believe, by the Father, are being called to say yes again and to not compromise. Signs of the times that we're living in, they are very, very, very recognizable. And it's throughout the entire globe. And we see things happening. We see things happening throughout the earth. And last week we talked about a Psalm 2 crisis. Living in a Psalm 2 crisis that needs a Joel 2 response, which is for us to pray, to turn from our wicked ways, to seek him with all of our heart, to consecrate our lives unto God. Fasting is not just about eating a certain diet. It's about everything that distracts you and I from Jesus, dealing with it head on and saying, no more. I'm fasting this. This is who I have been called to be. And God is moving in our area. Psalm 2, Joel 2. And we're all contending for an Acts 2 outpouring of his presence. That's what we're contending for. And I believe that's the heart of God. You know, there's not been a great awakening in the 20th century. There's been some great movements in cities and things have transpired, but there hasn't been in our nation. And our nation is crumbling before us. In the last 3 years, darkness has increased. I've been around for a while, and darkness in the last 3 years has increased in an unprecedented amount. It's mounting up. And darkness is going to win in Michiana if the body of Christ does not stand her ground and contend against it and be the light that she's called to be. And so that's what's at stake when we call a fast. When we call ourselves to prayer, to worship, and to unity in the body of Christ in this region. What is it going to look like? What is Michiana going to be? Were you sent here just to survive? Or were you sent here to be part of a movement of God's hand? That you were going to fight for light. That light was going to win in your own personal life. That light was going to win in your family's life. That light was going to win in this region. And that's what we're contending for. This is a solemn assembly that we gather together. We weep between the porch and the altar. And we say, yes, God. God is raising up men and women through this whole region. I want to talk about Revive Indiana in a little bit and encourage you about what's taking place, and to be involved, and to pray, and to know God is doing something. We don't know exactly what yet, but we know what we see, the time and the truth and the fruit so far is good, good fruit. And things are shifting. Sometimes when you've been in ministry for a long time, you can really get into a mode where you begin to just take things as they are and learn to just kind of flow in and out. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that kind of person. I really don't. This 21-day fast means a lot to me. It means a lot to us. And it means a lot to this region because we're participating and crying out for God to come and shake and move Michiana and Elkhart County and all the adjoining counties around. So God needs to shake us out of our complacency. He needs to get our attention. We need to pinpoint those sins, those dark things that keep us from being wholehearted lovers of God. And contend against them and stand against them. No more. For an Acts 2 outpouring. As the darkness gets darker, we know that light is going to increase. We shared that last week. We know that there hasn't been a great awakening in America. Long, long time. 1700s, 1800s, beginning 1900s, there was movement. But it's been a long time that God has moved in our nation. And as we said last week, it's God's people that make the difference. You can't complain. You can't point the finger when you and I don't fast and pray and contend and go after God. We can't do that. We've got to shift and say yes to what the Lord is doing. Today is the beginning of a Joel 2 response for us as a ministry and for this region. And we respond, and God says He hears and heals. God wants to intensify. I believe this wholeheartedly, that God wants to intensify day in and day out His glory in Michiana through signs and wonders and people out on the streets praying for those that need prayer. And it's just, you can just like put it all into this perspective. It's thy kingdom come and thy will be done. It's when we begin to do what God's called us to do, to allow His kingdom to come and His will to be done through us on the streets, in the marketplace, everywhere that we go. 2 Chronicles 7:14 position. So we're going to be contending for God to intensify His glory in Michiana and in this region. So we gather as believers. We're going to have prayer times in here, and I encourage you to come. We'll have some worship going on, but it's just those hours. And if you can't make it, pray with us. And we're going to be praying at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday. We're going to be praying from 1 to 2 Monday through Saturday. And then we're going to be praying from 6 to 7 Monday through Saturday. Just come in and pray with us. We'll have prayer points that we'll be hitting. And if you can't make it, set those times aside. Corrie ten Boom said this. So they were asking her, how are you such a woman of prayer? How do you just keep going and going and going? And she said, it's not because I feel like it. She said, it's because I have set an appointment and I keep it every day. So you set your appointment with God and keep it every day. We're going to go for it. One of our main points is to push back the darkness in Michiana. And let the glory arise. And again, we're joining with other believers around the region and the globe. And we're all contending for the same thing. Like Jeremy said, we want to be ready. We want to be ready. We don't want to take a wrong turn. We don't want to be distracted. We want to move into His heart. And if we do that, we may see the glorious revival of the Lord begin to apprehend this region. If we do that, if we press in, if we fast, if we pray, if we contend, that the light would increase and our region would be known for His glory and for His honor, that darkness would not win, but it would be pressed back. That's my heart. How about you? For your family, for your home, it starts there, that we press back the darkness and we let the light have its way within us for this region. And we may see and be a part of a glorious, glorious revival of God. Because He's moving now in Michiana. He's moving. I love you guys. I just want the best that God has for all of us. Please don't get caught up in nothing but humility. Get caught up in humility in God. Humble yourselves. Watch what God's going to do through you and your family. Everything that I've spoken about, every scripture that Dave would share, that we would share, is based on an invitation by the Father. The Father is setting forth an invitation to you today. He's setting forth an invitation. And it's up to you to say yes. It's up to you to take it, to pray and to fast. Husbands and wives, children, schools, regions. It's based on an invitation. I love what Misty Edwards said at the conference in Kansas City. She said this. She said, you know what? We are just weak and broken people. There are no super saints in the body of Christ. We're all weak and broken people. We're weak and broken people that refuse to give up. And that's the difference. We just won't give up. So God doesn't want you to give up on Michiana. God doesn't want you to give up on this region. He doesn't want you to give up on your family. He doesn't want you to give up on yourself. He wants to manifest His glory through you. He wants you to believe and move in the place of faith and contend for your rightful place of destiny in a movement of God in this region called Michiana. We're all weak and broken people. But we refuse to quit. I refuse to quit. Can you say that with me? I refuse to quit. Let's say it again. Felt good. I refuse to quit. Believe God and press in. And that's why we're fasting and praying. This is about pressing in. Refuse. And I want to say it over and over. Refuse to let the darkness win. But let the light of His glory have its way in this region. Win this region to the Father, to Jesus. Darkness is going to accelerate. But we've got to have this mindset and a heart set. It's not going to win here. It's not going to win in my house. It's not going to win with my family. It's not going to win in this ministry. It's not going to win in this region. It's not going to win in the body of Christ throughout all of Michiana. It's not going to win. And God's going to raise us up. I have hope for this 2015 because it is a turnaround year. God has planted us here, and He's planted us here by His leadership. He's put us in this region for a purpose. God says, press in and see what's going to happen. Joel 2. You want to jump in, Dave, anytime? You know? Joel 2 says, turn to me with all your heart. It says, blow a trumpet in Zion. And sometimes Zion means Jerusalem, but sometimes it means in the midst of those who trust in the Lord. So in this fast, it says, turn to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, with mourning. So rend your heart, return to the Lord your God. For He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. And He relents from doing harm. Who knows if He will turn and relent and leave a blessing? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, afterward, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. That's what we're contending for. For our sons and our daughters to prophesy. And He says that as when we do this, that's His response to us. We have a responsibility and an opportunity to access the Father's heart and access the throne. Every one of you in this room, that if you've called upon the Lord, you are all priests and kings. who have a tremendous opportunity in this hour. A tremendous opportunity and access to His throne. This fast is about dealing with every obstruction that keeps us from Jesus. It's a solemn assembly. We're going to eat together in a little while. We're going to come together. Our region is at stake. Before I go into prayer, and then we all go into prayer, I want to say something about Revive Indiana. Over the years that we've been here, we've been a part of different times of gatherings, and we've seen the Lord move, and but we haven't really seen God's glory begin to move in our midst and start shaking our area to the degree that we've all prayed. Revive Indiana, the first I heard of it was in Asheville, North Carolina, when they were down there where Ray Hughes lives. And I had Christy get a lot of information about them because I just found it very intriguing what they were doing and how they were going about it. Well, they were called to this region by an invitation from an Amish man that got radically saved. And they've been here. And they've been praying and going into the churches. They've been going into the streets. And God has been moving. And they've went from just a gathering of 400 people to 1,400 people. And last night, I had the opportunity with my sons to be there and really sense God's heart in the midst of what they were doing and what they were saying. And to know that God is up to something. He's shaking things. I knew it Saturday. I left the funeral. Charles' dad passed away and left the funeral. I came in here. The house of prayer was closed. And as soon as I walked through the door, because I was going to do a little phone tree, and I looked up and there was three ladies praying at the front door. Now, what are they doing? They're praying. And then as soon as they saw me and they started smiling, like, open up the door, you know. And I did. And Colette had already been giving them rides to hold them off for a while till I got here. God had it all set up on those little animals running around. So they were having a blast. These are grown women riding the little animals around. They were having a lot of fun. And they came in and they began to speak and I began to hear their heart and they began to share. And next thing I know, we're praying together. Next thing I know, we're worshiping together. Next thing I know, there's several other people that come in. And then we have communion together. And then we feel the presence of the Lord strong together. And I wept and they said a prayer over me that just blessed my socks off. And I knew God had set me up because I said, Lord, okay, if Revive Indiana is about you, you're gonna show me. You're gonna cause me to be able to see this, Lord. And He did. And so they've been here for 6 days, I think, 7 days. They've done a lot of research and they've been praying through the community. And the young man, Kyle, who's leading it, he said they've never had such a response in any other city that they've been in like they have in Elkhart County. And he said, we decided that we leave for 7 days, or I don't know how it all works out, and then they come back. He said, we decided that the Lord said, no, don't leave. Stay here for 52 days, interceding and crying out for this region. And so now they're on track for 52 days, and there's going to be a meeting there. They're meeting at Maple City Chapel in Goshen, and there's a meeting at 5:30 tonight and a service tonight, and then there's all kinds of training that's going to be happening throughout January and February. And I'm going to have some handouts when you're on your way out that you can get this and you can plug into it and get trained and get equipped with some of the things they're doing and go for it. I encourage you. Because God wants to bring healing to Michiana. God wants His glory. He wants His light to win over the darkness in this region. Amen? And that's why we're here. We're called to be a body of believers. But I tell you what, if we don't see the power of God move, if we don't see things change and shift, if we don't contend for that, then we've missed it. We've missed it. Oh, we might be saved, but God wants us to contend that light will increase and darkness will not win in Michiana. So if you're on board with that, just say yes. Yes. Okay, why don't you go ahead and stand? And we're going to enter back into worship. And then at the end, I'm going to give a little instruction about the fast, and we're going to go eat together. But we're going to contend right now. We're just going to worship and see where the Lord leads us. And we're going to have a prayer time, and Stan will explain that. But I just want you today, let God grab a hold of your heart. Really be open to what He's saying to you right now in this moment and in this time. Let Him speak to you. Let Him overwhelm you. Don't be distracted. Watch what He's about ready to do. As we sound the alarm and enter into the 12th year of the house of prayer and establishing men and women in intercession for this region. Yes, God. Lord Jesus, I ask that You help us to contend even right now. That You would sound an alarm and blow the trumpet within us. That we would say yes to Your will completely. That we would take this 21 days seriously as we pray for the body of Christ in this region and revival in Michiana. As we pray and come in agreement with what You're already doing, Lord. Have Your way with us, God. Shake us today. Move in our hearts today, we pray.